Kate Houston, you are in the Gentleman's Club.
Well, hello.
Thanks for coming on the show. So, you're here to tell our listeners about online dating.
Yes, I am. How to write a good profile.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? According to you?
According to me, yes. I assume according to anybody who's online and trying to get attention.
So what do you think is the number one most important thing to get some attention?
Well, the most important thing is to take a good picture of yourself. I've seen a lot of pictures of people who have used their cell phone through their bathroom mirror, and often they are half-dressed. That will get attention, but not necessarily the right attention.
The ladies do that too, though, so.
Yes, I'm afraid they do. But they kind of get the attention they're hoping to get, I expect, if they're half-dressed. Like, they'd probably get your attention, I assume.
Of course.
Nothing wrong with that. Are you writing just for people who want to get in relationships, or do you kind of help people seek what they choose?
Like one-night stands?
Or possibly 2.5 nightstands?
Or short-term affairs.
Yes.
Well, generally, people don't pay me to write for a 1 or 2 night stand. Usually, it's for a long-term. They need help with long-term.
Okay.
But I'm happy to do the profile for a one-night stand. If you have any customers you want to send my way, feel free.
Well, this is Los Angeles. There's a lot of casual people with busy lives who just like to have fun. It doesn't have to be one night. But it doesn't have to be super serious either.
No, and I'm a big proponent of hire me for any kind of profile you want.
And where do you find the most success with tricks or tips that you do with profile tweaking?
Biggest tip I can give is actually the simplest, which is to spell check. Check the typos, clean up your profile.
So the ladies are into spelling and grammar.
They love it, yeah.
That's a turn on.
A man who can spell, that will win your heart.
What else? I mean, is there anything else more than that?
Well, yeah.
Or is that it?
I can give you many more tips. Choose your username carefully. I've seen variations of Lonely Guy, and that sounds very desperate.
Yeah.
I've seen Dr. Wonderful or Dr. Love, and that's just creepy. And then one that I guess you're going to like, and I actually did see it, was Magic Johnson.
Oh,
like the basketball player.
Kind of like that, yeah. I'm not sure that was what they were getting at, but I would suggest that you take a good look at your username. And if you are going to have something like Magic Johnson, another thing about profile writing is to be honest. Men often add inches to their height, or they'll fudge their weight.
Or other places they can add inches to?
Or they'll put Magic Johnson.
Now, are you yourself an online dater?
I have been, yes. That's where I picked up all these mistakes, and that's where I decided to start writing online profiles, because from the goodness of my heart, I wanted to help people.
And I'm sure they appreciate it.
Now, what's the best site out there for meeting people these days? Because it seems like one day I'm seeing all these commercials for Match.com, and not even that long ago was Lava Life or J-Date or J-Harmony or all these different other sites.
They're all different. I mean, Lava Life is very popular. Match.com is usually popular. Yahoo Personals. E-Harmony is different in that, they have a whole matching system.
You gotta pass a test, right?
You can't actually go online. I don't think you can go online and actually pick who you want to. They make the matches for you.
Is that the one where you're not?
Called Plenty of Fish, which is free.
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
That just sounds a little bizarre.
It's part of an expression, you know? Plenty of fish in the sea.
Now, you are in Canada.
Okay, I admit.
Now, how long have you guys had online dating?
Well, ever since we've had electricity, we've been able to hook up to these special sites that you guys have had for so long.
Wow. Now, where can our listeners find you?
At trysweettalk2ps.com. Do you have any more, questions you'd like to ask this Canadian, or...?
We're good. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Have a good night.